When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Nuno's favorite joke is that Aaron Rodgers can't seem to get that second ring, and in fairness, it's a good one. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker. I'm not Mike Greenberg, don't get confused. I'm Amber Wilson. She's Courtney Cronin. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. You can give us a call at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 1-888-729-3776. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got better battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So Aaron Rodgers missing out on a different kind of ring this time, Courtney, where reportedly him and Shailene Woodley, they are over. Their engagement has apparently been called off. Reportedly, according to People, they're reporting that while Shailene is supportive of Aaron Rodgers' career, that she felt neglected at times in their relationship. He was very focused on football. We did already know that they were living apart during the season, that she had stayed in Los Angeles. Obviously, he had to go back to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Apparently, Green Bay doesn't necessarily appeal to the Los Angeles celebrity type. I think that this is what we've learned. But what's interesting about this, Courtney, is this relationship has been so public, which all of Aaron Rodgers' relationships have been so public, because first of all, he's an incredibly high-profile quarterback, obviously, in the NFL, playing at an MVP level, literally, but also because he tends to date starlets, right? Like, he tends to date people who are very famous in their own right, whether it's in their own respective sport, and Danica Patrick, or whether an Olivia Munn or Shailene Woodley, they're Hollywood actresses. So because of that, he has these very publicized relationships. This one was a whirlwind. This one, he was all in on very quickly. They got engaged very, very quickly. I think 2 short years later, maybe it's been in total. They are no more. So what does this mean? Now, this is where the sports conversation comes in. What does this mean in terms of where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up? Because a lot of the reports were that Shailene Woodley, she owns a house in Boulder. Boulder's kind of close to Denver. It's really not that close. They wouldn't have to run into each other if we still went to Denver. But it's all part of the conversation. You know, an hour and a half, this way, that way, whatever. So it's close enough. Does he want to go to Denver? Because Shailene clearly likes living in Colorado, or at least owning a home in Colorado. Now that's off the table. Now he'd be in Denver without his fiance. Does any of that matter, Courtney, at all whatsoever? Where is Aaron Rodgers going?
You know, I still think that the odds makers that have all kind of unanimously agreed that Denver has the best odds to land Aaron Rodgers in 2022. I think it's Broncos, Steelers, Bucks, 49ers, and then they actually threw the Vikings in there. I'm just reading a series of odds here from Caesars. And I still don't understand why we've completely thrown the Green Bay Packers out the window. I think they give him the best chance to win with the roster that they have. But they also, if you look at that on the flip side, they've had this roster, or they've had the majority of this roster, and they haven't won. They haven't been able to this year. They didn't get out of the divisional playoffs. And the previous two times that he had Matt LaFleur as his coach, he was not able to get out of the NFC Championship. So from that respect, I understand like wanting to move on. And I still think that Denver, I don't think Nathaniel Hackett takes that job and sells them as heavily as they did. Because remember, Dan Quinn's name was like the favorite for that job. And yes, I know we talked about this earlier on the show about, you know, what Jerry Jones felt of Dan Quinn's, you know, staying here because he might be the head coach in waiting in Dallas. Who knows? But I think that when that pivoted to Nathaniel Hackett, and I remember when I was covering the draft last year, I covered the Minnesota Vikings for ESPN.com. George Payton, the former assistant general manager in Minnesota, now the general manager in Denver, at that time, the day that Aaron Rodgers blew up the world on draft day, like at that time, that was where the favored destination. He wanted to pull off that trade to make that work, to get him to Denver. It didn't happen then. Will it happen now? I certainly think that they've got to be the favorite. It's somebody that he respects, who has been his offensive coordinator, somebody who understands his playing style, what he likes, what he doesn't like, trotting out, you know, your field goal unit on fourth down and in an NFC championship game, not giving your quarterback a chance to go win it himself, you know, all those things. And yeah, Nathaniel Hackett hasn't called plays, but there are a lot of coordinators turned head coaches this cycle who have not called plays either. So I don't think that should matter as far as where he goes. I can't see Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh's in a place that has to rebuild a lot. Okay. They need cornerbacks. They need inside backers. They need a lot of different things to make that roster complete. And we heard him say, whether it was on the Pat McAfee show or even right after the season ended, he didn't want to be a part of a rebuilding process. And I still think Pittsburgh has got a ways to go. I mean, yeah, they were in the playoffs this year with a broken end of his career Ben Roethlisberger. They're about to start something new there as far as the construction of that roster. I just feel like Denver is in a position and they have been building. Look how good that secondary is. Look at all the stuff that they've been able to acquire via the draft and how much draft capital they have going forward. It just seems like a no-brainer if there's anywhere that is not the Green Bay Packers that it would end up being Denver. Even if his ex has a home in Boulder. Boulder. By the way, for people who don't understand what Colorado geography looks like, you know, Inglewood, Colorado, where the team practices, nowhere near Boulder. He doesn't have to live out there. He can go live in Aurora. He can go live in some other nice suburbs that are off I-70. He'd be fine not being anywhere near Shailene Woodley. And I don't know if I don't know if she spends all of her time out there. She's
it's
in
just
Hollywood.
One of her homes. If you've seen the pictures of her homes in Malibu, her home in Malibu, I mean, that's where I'm spending all my time. I don't know. I'm sure her home in Boulder is beautiful as well, but it's just one of her homes. That's how these stars get down. I can't put too much credence into any of that. We tend to make a big deal out of that stuff because we're all following the breadcrumbs, right? Because we don't really know where any of this is leading. I've never understood the Denver conversation. I understand it more now with Hackett than I ever understood it before. And they didn't just go all in by bringing in his former OC. They brought in his former position coach. They brought in one of his teammates onto that staff. So they are set up to try to lure Aaron Rodgers. I didn't understand the attraction before that. And frankly, short of that, short of him liking who's there and who he'd be working with, I still don't really get it from a football perspective. Yes, obviously the Broncos would be better. I don't know why you want to go compete with Patrick Mahomes every season. What are you doing? I don't think that seems smart. From a football perspective, I just don't see anywhere better for him than Green Bay, Wisconsin, in terms of his opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And I recognize that they were not able to get it done with the team as it's currently constructed, but I don't see him getting it done with any of these other stops, short of maybe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But who the heck is replacing Tom Brady? Aaron Rodgers isn't going to go down there and then replace Tom Brady and then not win a Super Bowl. And then that comparison and that conversation never dies. I mean, he's certainly not going to put himself in that position. I guess the 49ers would be maybe the other team that I think would be better suited than the Broncos in terms of him walking in. But they have a really bad cap situation. That's way above my pay grade. But I don't actually think that they can get the Aaron Rodgers thing done with keeping the team intact, which is kind of the whole purpose. If you have to decimate that team in order to get the Aaron Rodgers deal done, then all of a sudden it's a very different conversation. It is being reported. I think Ian Rappaport had reported that the Packers were willing to offer him something right around $50 million a year, so he'd be surpassing Patrick Mahomes if he stays in Green Bay, and that apparently they feel very encouraged there right now with their relationship with him.
I mean, yeah, they did
a lot
of work.
I think he's staying in Wisconsin,
but
you know, Courtney, you and I have been having this conversation for a year now, and I've been telling you, I think that this whole time he's been staying
in Green Bay. You have been saying this since, gosh, it was December when we first started bringing up this conversation of, hey, if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, if they bow out before then, what's the best spot for Aaron Rodgers to actually do what he wants to do and win another ring? It's probably Green Bay. And, you know, those conversations and those talks with Devontae Adams and his agent are about to start. And of course, once we know about that, that's going to be the triggering domino effect of whether Aaron Rodgers stays or goes. And they'll know before that what his, at least they should, what his idea is going to be, because I promise you, Devontae Adams ain't staying in Green Bay if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be there. He's going to end up with the Las Vegas Raiders. But, you know, at this point, it just kind of, I still feel like in spite of all the personal stuff, and it's interesting. I don't know if we get into too many other quarterbacks, maybe other than like Tom and Giselle, because they're both superstars and beautiful people and all that. You know, with determining Aaron Rodgers, like using his dating life to determine his next destination. I mean, he dates heavy hitters. He dated Danica Patrick. He dated Olivia Munn. I dated Shailene Woodley. People who have their own lives, their own careers, and just don't want to be like, you know, following around whatever he wants to do. So, yeah, I mean, he's now at the point of, okay, like, if you want to go to Denver, like, you might run in there every once in a blue moon, but, like, is this your best chance to win a Super Bowl? Like, let's weigh that heavier than if you run into your ex. Like, I promise you, there are ways to avoid it.
We have the conversation a little bit with Russell Wilson, because obviously sure. He's married to a superstar as well. So I think it's when you're married to somebody of that caliber, does their opinion matter? I think where it would matter here more with the Shailene Woodley breakup would be, doesn't matter, she doesn't want to spend her time now in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which I think we could all understand why maybe that wouldn't be a destination for somebody of her caliber. So he is free, I guess, to live wherever he wants and work wherever he wants. And we're all going to talk about this until he tells us where that is. It's time for Progressive NBA Snapshot. Don't miss coverage of NBA All-Star Weekend on ESPN Radio all throughout the weekend. We've got the Rising Stars game tomorrow, All-Star Saturday night, and the 71st NBA All-Star Game is on Sunday at 7 p.m. That'll be airing right here on ESPN Radio. Greeny is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Coming up next, Deshaun Watson, a Viking? We have somebody who knows a little something about the Minnesota Vikings here with us. That's next here on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Could Deshaun Watson end up a Viking? This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Amber Wilson and Courtney Cronin filling in for Mike Greenberg. Try the $45 silver plan unlimited from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable devices required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, he hasn't taken the field in a year, Courtney. Of course, we know he's still facing those 22 civil lawsuits as well as a criminal investigation by the Houston PD for the alleged sexual misconduct. That has not stopped him, though, from giving us some preferred trade destinations. And Deshaun Watson has a no trade clause, so he has a lot of control over where he ends up. And reportedly, those preferred destinations now are either the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Courtney Cronin, for those of you who don't know, covers the Vikings for ESPN. So I cannot wait to get Courtney's take on this. The Vikings, of course, have a new head coach in Kevin O'Connell who has endorsed Kirk Cousins. Cousins is under contract for just one more season. But now this Deshaun situation enters the conversation. Are you surprised, first and foremost, Courtney, to hear Deshaun Watson kind of targeting, or allegedly anyways, targeting the Minnesota Vikings in terms of preferred destinations? Because
Not particularly, because of who the pieces are around him. You have Dalvin Cook, who is their franchise running back, still has a couple years left on his contract, and you have a thoroughbred in Justin Jefferson, who was an absolute star. You have Adam Thielen still, although you know he's on the other side of 30, and once you get ankle injuries and the stuff that he's had to deal with there, you slow down. So regardless of that, I think that he sees what this roster has the potential to be. And also, mind you, Irv Smith Jr., the tight end who they drafted in the second round out of Alabama in 2019, he still hasn't played yet, really a whole lot, because he was injured. So you have all these pieces coming back, and you have a place that, you know, gets you away from Houston, who technically does have the draft capital. I mean, they've got a new general manager here who, I don't know if Kwesi Adofo-Mensah values draft picks the way that Rick Spielman did. I think Rick at this point would not want to be giving up the draft capital it would take to get someone like Deshaun Watson, which for about a year now we had heard is multiple first round picks, couple second round picks, all of that. But, you know, the reason it makes sense, if there's any team that can absorb the majority of that $35 million base salary of Kirk Cousins, which is already fully guaranteed, you got to be looking at destinations and saying, okay, financially, can you not kill us by being able to take on some of that? And there's got to be a push and a pull here, because, you know, the Vikings, in a way, are going to want, they want to stay competitive. That is something that ownership has been adamant about. Kevin O'Connell sold the Vikings on his philosophy, not only for like stabilizing this offense, but being able to get, you know, the most out of Kirk Cousins, which, you know, for an argument here, we've seen he's hit his ceiling. He is what he is. He's been in these Shanahan Kubiak offenses before. I don't believe that you're going to get that much more out of Kirk Cousins, considering he had a pretty good year last year and everything was kind of, you know, like a cluster in Minnesota. But as it pertains to Watson, you know, he's a young quarterback. He'd have a fresh start with a new offensive mind, somebody that just came from a place that won a Super Bowl, and you've got the weapons around you to make it happen. He doesn't need the most perfect offensive line. Look at the one that he dealt with in Houston in 2019. And 2022. Like, right. 2020 as well. Like, he doesn't need to have perfect conditions, because he's an absolute star of an athlete. Now, the question always has to go back to this, though. And I know people are tired of talking about it. Until those lawsuits get settled, I don't think any team is going to go all in on the Watson sweepstakes, knowing that you could be bringing a lot of legal ramifications and baggage with you. I mean, Amber, you're the lawyer here. Like, I remember when this whole thing went down back in August, when, you know, all of the lawsuits were getting filed. I remember listening to you kind of like explain, like, this is a long, long, long process. Just because he's going to get deposed, I don't know, in February, March, whenever, this could go on for a really long time. Do the Vikings want to be dealing with that as they're trying to turn a new leaf, new culture, the whole thing, in spite of how good he is as an athlete? Like, there's that part of the equation that they have to worry about, too.
Yes. Everyone's making a big deal out of the fact that he can be deposed. And that's only a big deal if he really doesn't want to be deposed and he can't punt it for so long, where then he'd be motivated to settle because he doesn't want to be deposed. Like, that's where that, I guess, conversation enters this one about Deshaun Watson's future. But really, ultimately, none of that matters. This is such a long process. All the women accusing him would have to be deposed. Nevertheless, anybody else who may have, you know, been a witness or a witness to the information and everything else that they have to gather during discovery. And you're absolutely right. I have been saying this is a years long process. I have been screaming it for the mountaintops. And so if no team is going to trade for him, which the reports still are, that no team is still going to trade for him, probably while all this stuff
until
is pending,
of course.
Then no team's trading for him, Courtney, because it's like, this does pending, and it doesn't seem like either side right now is willing to make it all go away. Of course, that can always change overnight. Does Deshaun decide that there is a preferred destination in this offseason? He's super motivated to get all these matters settled, absent the criminal one, which obviously he wouldn't have control over that one, and they're still investigating the 10 criminal complaints against him as well. But there's a lot to this, and it just feels like we're still a long ways from a resolution when it comes to the Deshaun Watson conversation.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So we've been talking all things NFL today on Greeny. And for that, we turn to our friend Jeff Darlington, ESPN reporter. And Jeff, thanks for joining us. I bring you in because you're a consummate journalist and we have to ask you the hard-hitting questions. And so we start here, Jeff, with the reported news that Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, they are no more. What does this mean for Aaron Rodgers' future?
Wow. I mean, that's significant to everything that when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' future in football. I don't know what it means, but it does feel significant. And that you can put that on the bottom line.
That's going on the scroll. Absolutely. In all seriousness, it's funny.
I didn't know that.
We're reading the tea leaves, right?
I'm so bad. I couldn't even tell you the name of his. I don't even know. Were they dating? Were they engaged? Were they married?
Were engaged.
What is her name?
They were engaged.
I didn't even know what show she was in until someone told me last week. So I'm with you, Jeff. I'm very pop cultured out right now.
It's a very sad breakup. In all seriousness, though, the rumored team here, Jeff, continues to be the Broncos. Right. Is that, more legitimate today than it was, yesterday, 2 days ago? Like, have we made any progress on this front of where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up?
We haven't yet, because I can tell you, very seriously that Aaron Rodgers doesn't even know yet. He truly, from what I understand, is still viewing this from a prism of multiple possibilities. And I don't even know at this point that you can put more weight on one aspect or the other. And I'm talking everything from the Packers to the Broncos to the potential of retirement to another team that might be out there, the Tennessee Titans, for instance. There's so many different options that are currently on the table for Rodgers, so many teams that would be interested in him. And I think as a result of that, we really are still a little bit away, probably at least several weeks from getting better clarity on what his future holds.
So another quarterback who kind of has that same sort of drama, TMZ-ish drama-esque around him, when we talk about Kyler Murray deleting the Instagram post and, what does that mean for his future? I mean, this is how I like to do journalism, to use those things as pegs to dive deeper. But what does this mean? Because we know that Arizona hasn't committed to him yet, and maybe that upsets him. But, how do you think that is going to play out, because that adds another quarterback who is still in this mix right now, just finished his fourth season with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. How is that going to affect the quarterback cycle, potentially in free agency, trades, all that, and what Kyler does or doesn't do in Arizona?
Well, and the funny thing is, we joke about the TMZ-ish thing with Aaron Rodgers, but he didn't necessarily create that when it comes to, the some of the rumors, whether it's property that he's bought or his relationships. With Kyler Murray, he kind of started this whole thing by cleaning his Instagram account of following the Cardinals and mentions of the Cardinals. And, that's where, to me, we don't even have to say where there's smoke, there's fire. There's fire. I mean, you don't do things like that. Nobody does things like that unless it truly has meaning. And in this case, it is very clear that there's a fractured relationship between Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. And that extends beyond us just looking at the superficial and actually looking at having conversations with people in Arizona. This is a situation that I believe can get better because both parties have selfish reasons to make this marriage work. But for sure, right now, as we sit on February 17th, there's a real problem in Arizona between the Cardinals and their franchise quarterback.
I still marvel that people notice when you delete the stuff on Instagram.
I do too.
I really.
It's like the Wikipedia entries that get edited and people find those. Like, I'm always with the Wikipedia, I'm like, well, that person probably did that and then found it and then posted it. You know, they made the change and posted it. But with Instagram, like, how do people keep up with that?
They're just like, refreshing seriously. All the time. They're much more dedicated to the cause than I am. Jeff Darlington on with Amber Wilson and Courtney Cronin. We are filling in for Greeny. So, Jeff, since we've gone full TMZ today, let's just stick with with that theme here. Sean McVay's fiance had put on Instagram, on her Instagram story, he's not retiring. He obviously talked about running it back at the parade as well. Is this Sean McVay retirement flirtation story? Have we put it to bed now?
I guess so. I mean, for now. Look, first of all, the funny thing is I was just going over doing notes for NFL Live, and I just had the same mindset. I'm like, am I really just keep citing Instagram as, like, the source of reporting for all this stuff? But you know, it does help when someone who's as close to Sean publicly states that he's not retiring. Because admittedly, all last week in LA, I mean, I was hearing a lot of the same rumors, and there were, when I say rumors, it's more substantiated when it's coming from people who know and are around Sean that he's actually thinking that way. Whether something changed between now and sort of a couple weeks ago when this started getting going, or it was never a thing, that to me remains to be seen. I believe that this was something that Sean has considered and has contemplated. He wants to have a family. He wants to spend more time on things other than football. So whether that happens now or next year, I do think that McVay at this stage in his career is keeping an eye on the next phase of his life. And maybe that doesn't involve being a head coach in the NFL.
What do you think the retirement talk now around Aaron Donald? Because Sean McVay at the parade yesterday seemed to, like, slam that door shut for himself, and also kind of tried to do it with the run it back talk with Aaron Donald in the mix too.
Yeah.
And he didn't fully commit to it. I mean, what was he going to say? No, I am retiring in front of this entire crowd. But, like, he's got 3 years left on this deal. Do you think that he ends up coming back next year? Do you think that, like, the retirement talk around him is a little bit more serious?
I think, you know, a celebration can cause a sense of euphoria that makes you forget about the possibilities and the reasons why you were considering it in the first place. So whether it's Sean or Aaron, you know, when the high wears off, I mean that figuratively, when that wears off, I think that these guys will step back and say, you know, what is next and what do I want out of things? And that's a smart way of doing it. And I don't blame Aaron Donald at all for standing up there, to your point, and just saying whatever he's got to say. If he turns around and in a month says, you know what, my body is worn out, I need a break as well, I think that's perfectly understandable. But he was very clear to some people, too, that he's considering this. So, you know, it would not surprise me if in some time he steps back and at least gives it consideration once again. By saying that they slammed the door shut, when they're – you know, 6 bottles of tequila deep, I don't think that we should necessarily put too much credence into that.
Jeff Darlington on with Amber Wilson and Courtney Cronin filling in for Greeny. So turning our attention here to Deshaun Watson, because there's updates there, not on the legal front. Mm-hmm. He still has the 22 pending civil suits and he still has the pending criminal investigation against him,
right,
Jeff. But apparently now, because he's got the no trade clause, and so it matters where he wants to go, his preferred trade destinations are the Vikings or the Bucks. It feels like the Dolphins have moved on and committed to Tua, at least for the time being. Were you surprised that the Vikings and the Bucks would be the preferred destination? Do you think any of this actually matters before the legal issues are resolved?
I do not think it matters, in all seriousness. I don't think that we should put any credence into what Deshaun Watson wants at this point. You know, if he did not have those 22 civil lawsuits against him, he would be with the Miami Dolphins. You will never convince me that that wouldn't be the case. Brian Flores would probably still be the coach of the Dolphins if that was the case. So to me, it's putting the cart before the horse when we consider the possibilities of where he might end up. Those teams are so unlikely to consider a trade when they go down the same rabbit hole that the Dolphins did and consider everything. And ultimately, when you come back up for air and you realize that he still has those 22 civil suits against him and that any day a grand jury could come and indict him and he winds up on the commissioner's exempt list and all of that collateral that you just invested in him is up in the air and potentially a waste. So once you get to that point, it's a dead end. I don't think until he gets any of that settled, we should even put any credence into his wish list.
So we're about two-ish weeks out from when Tom Brady retired, and now there's reports out there that, hey, maybe retirement isn't going to stick with him, and that, oh, the destination that would make complete sense if they could somehow pull it off would be the San Francisco 49ers. No one's closer to this situation than you, Jeff. What are you hearing? Is there validity to this? Like, how realistic do we think it would be to see Tom Brady playing again in 2022?
I mean, I will quote Tom Brady and say never, but I would say it is so... I mean, the San Francisco thing is literally people pulling it out of left field because of that. The idea that he would want to go home.
Yeah.
There's so many... Yeah, there's so many reasons when he chose the Bucs, he was doing that over places like the 49ers and the Chargers because he wanted to be on the East Coast, closer to his son Jack, who's in New York. There's so many reasons why he would not go to San Francisco that I really don't think that that at this point merits any credibility. Whether he plays or not, a lot of different things would have to shake out for him to continue his career again. And as of right now, he is very happily retired.
Can you give me a little insight quickly here, Jeff? I was going to let you go, but I want a little insight on just how this would work contractually with the Bucks, though. I mean, wouldn't they still have his rights even though he's quote-unquote retired?
Yeah, that would have to – that would go down a road in itself. It would require likely trade compensation. There'd be conversations that would have to take place. You know, it's one of those things where I don't – you know, Tom can get on the podcast and say what he needs to say and what he feels like saying for sure, but I don't think that he meant to take this down the wormhole that it went down in terms of there's so many logistical issues that would take place before he could wind up in another uniform continuing his NFL career.
Come on, Jeff. Tom knew what he's doing. He always knows what he's doing, let's be honest. Jeff Darlington, thanks so much for giving us so much of your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
ESPN reporter Jeff Darlington. What kind of person would you be if you were living in a nightmare every day? From the executive producers of Lost comes the new Epix original series From, a gripping supernatural thriller. From takes place in a mysterious, exitless town that traps all those who enter it. When the sun goes down, the inhabitants are hunted by creatures that emerge from the forest. Starring Harold Perrineau, From premieres Sunday, February 20th. That is only on Epix. Plus, watch thousands of movies and acclaimed original series. Watch live or stream it only on Epix. Get the channel or the app right now. So, Courtney Cronin, is Tom Brady playing in 2022/23?
I don't feel like you go through all of that with the retirement, with the wall-to-wall coverage. He knew what he was doing. Like, I just don't think you go through all of that to go ahead and, like, come back this year. Like, there has to be kind of a little bit of a separation of church and state here. And I know he doesn't have the luxury of time, even though he has defeated Father Time all these years. You know, I'm with Jeff. I think that the whole thing with the 49ers, it is a rumor that makes a whole ton of sense, right? Go home. You're from San Mateo. Like, you get to go home and, you know, play for the team that had your favorite player growing up, right? Like, I don't know. It just seems a little too far-fetched for me. If they could somehow make it work, of course you do it. But, like, their situation alone, you have to think of it from, like, what the 49ers are dealing with A, still have Jimmy Garoppolo, probably trading him this offseason. And then Trey Lance. You spent a very high draft pick to be able to trade up to get to this spot in order to take your quarterback for the future. Now, I understand there's only so few quarterbacks you'd be willing to throw everything out the window for, and Tom Brady would be one of them, but I just can't see it happening. And like you and Jeff were talking about with the contract ramifications, like, that would be such another hoop to jump through, because the Bucks are going to be like, well, wait a second, like, you just got us to the divisional playoffs. We're going to continue to build here. Like, no, we're not letting you out of your contract to go end up playing for another team to end your career. And I understand he gets he's the exception to the rule for so many things. That one I don't think I would believe.
I have a hard time believing that portion of it as well, where they would have to actually release him, release his rights, or trade him away. And short of them, I guess the idea there is, well, the Bucks go ahead and address their quarterback situation. So say the rumor, like with Deshaun Watson, although I kind of agree with Jeff Darlington there that that's a long shot when we're talking about still pending legal matters and no resolution in terms of the violation of the personal conduct policy for the NFL. There is some sort of suspension coming for Deshaun Watson. He has not served it yet, even though he hasn't played football for a year, but we all anticipate that that's coming. How can you trade for him when you don't know when that's coming or how long that's going to be without some sort of assurance from the NFL? And the NFL doesn't make those sorts of insurances until at least criminal matters are normally closed, because they don't want their investigation to inhibit in any way the criminal investigation. So that's the more important one. I could see a world where maybe we have answers before these 22 civil suits are resolved, but with that pending criminal investigation with the Houston PD, and I don't know what happened with the FBI investigation. I don't have an update on that. Mm-hmm. But at one point, he had multiple criminal investigations that were pending. The NFL doesn't want to get in the way of that. And that's protocol for the NFL. So I see no easy resolution here in terms of that. But let's say that somehow, some way, that all got resolved and the Bucks traded for Deshaun Watson. And so then they're in a scenario where they have Deshaun Watson. I guess they don't need Tom Brady. So then if Tom Brady waits for that, theoretically speaking, then they're like, oh, well, the Bucks are taken care of. So now I'm unretiring. And now you have every reason to release me or get me to San Francisco. That would be the only scenario. But man, that feels like a long shot, because the Bucks know that this is a possibility as well, right? Like, all of this, these are conversations you and I are having. These are conversations these front offices are having as well. 100%.
Like, they know that the possibility of it is always going to be out there. And you have to prepare for, like, the whatever, like, the opposite of doomsday scenario, like the best possible case scenario. You're always preparing for those things, like your wish list of what you want versus what's realistic. And of course that falls into that, but I just don't see like the realistic way of making this happen. And plus, like, did we not hear all of the stuff he said on his podcast and, you know, his way of retiring? He wanted to be 40, you know, he told his wife he'd hang it up when he's 45 years old. He'd spend more time with his family. And I realize he's not in a spot where it's like, let me take a year off and come back at 46. Like, you know, we just don't think that that's realistic to happen, even for someone like Tom Brady. So I get it if he really has the itch and he's just like, man, I just, you know, I need to get it back out there one more time. He hasn't even really had time to digest the season just yet, right? Like, I mean,
it's been
a month since he retired, so
he can't miss it that much yet. I mean, he hasn't missed out on anything. He would have been off these couple weeks anyways. It is remarkable to think. I think we were all surprised he retired now at 44 because of that whole sound that we had with him saying 45. So I think that factors into this. I think that maybe it's Tom. He wasn't so happy with how the news broke of his retirement. Then we had the story that, hey, maybe he hasn't retired. Then he went ahead and retired. But then that retirement announcement got eclipsed by the Brian Flores lawsuit. Sure. Because that's what took the whole media storm that week. So he didn't get the attention there. Now we're getting the whole Tom Brady. Well, maybe I'm kind of retired, but I'm not retired. And I don't know. Feels a little bit like maybe Tom wants to stay in the news. You know,
he can do it in so many other ways other than talking about whether he's going to play or whether he's not going to. Because remember, if he really was going to not retire, he would have not come out. He would have refuted every single one of those reports, not done the podcast, not done any of that, and say, you guys got it wrong, which obviously Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter did not, that he would do all of that just to be able to say, I'm playing. Which he hasn't done, so we'll see.
He has not said that. I do think that he likes us having this conversation right now. And hey, he's earned it. There's nothing wrong with that. He will be in the news cycle for as long as we can keep Tom Brady in the news cycle.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.